Reading from the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 3 entitled Rishabhdev's Appearance, text number 11. Since the text is in a prose form, we shall just read the word by word meaning. Asanga and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Dear Lord, all the great sages who are thoughtful and saintly persons incessantly recount your spiritual qualities. These sages have already burned up all the unlimited dirty things and by the fire of knowledge strengthened their detachment from the material world. Thus they have attained your qualities and are self-satisfied. Yet even for those who feel spiritual bliss in chanting your attributes, your personal presence is very rare. Purport. The priests in Maharaj Nabhi's sacrificial arena appreciated the personal presence of the Supreme Lord Vishnu and they considered themselves very much obliged. The Lord's appearance is rare even for great saintly persons who have become completely detached from this material world and whose hearts are clean due to constantly chanting the glories of the Lord. The Lord's personal presence, such people are satisfied by chanting the transcendental qualities of the Lord. The Lord's personal presence is not actually required. The priests are pointing out that the Lord's personal presence is very rare even for elevated sages, but that He was so kind to them that now He was personally present. Therefore, the priests were very much obliged. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. So this is a very beautiful verse and Srila Prabhupada makes a very interesting point in this verse. This is a verse where the priests are feeling very much obliged and grateful that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has descended in the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Nabhi when they have offered this fire sacrifice. The priests are saying that, my dear Lord, it is very difficult for those exalted sages who have burnt up all material contamination and are experiencing bliss in chanting the holy name. Your personal presence is rare even for such people who are pure and are experiencing bliss in chanting. But you have today appeared here in spite of our not being so. So they are feeling very much obliged and grateful. And although unqualified in terms of being contaminated still, although unqualified in terms of not being experiencing the chanting, the bliss of chanting, still the Lord is today present in front of these priests who are offering a fire sacrifice on behalf of Maharaj Nabhi. Srila Prabhupada's purport explains a very important point. That the devotees of the Lord are completely purified and in the bliss of chanting the holy name are experiencing the personal presence of the Lord. And thus, Prabhupada makes a very important and emphatic statement that the personal presence of the Lord is actually not required. Right? If one is experiencing the bliss in chanting and serving the Lord, then the personal presence of the Lord is not actually required. And this will be the theme for today's talk. How a devotee can actually perceive and feel the presence of the Lord in different aspects of this world. A devotee of the Lord can feel the personal presence of the Lord through scripture. A devotee of the Lord can feel the personal presence of the Lord in the cosmic creation which he sees. A devotee can feel the personal presence of the Lord in any disturbing situation that comes in his life. A devotee can see the personal presence of the Lord in the association of the spiritual master, and a devotee can see the personal presence of the Lord in association of Vaishnavas or devotees. So we'll try to see how a devotee can actually experience and feel the personal presence of the Lord in these five aspects. So the first is, a devotee always perceives the Lord personally through his words given in the scripture. Scripture is nothing but the word of God. And Srila Prabhupada would again and again say that the words of the Lord and the Lord himself are non-different. Therefore, anyone who seeks shelter of the words of the Lord, of the instructions of the Lord given in the scripture, such a devotee can actually feel the Lord being personally present in front of him as he reads the scripture, as he tries to grasp and assimilate the essence of the instructions given in the scripture. And a classic example for this is Arjuna. The first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam explains how Arjuna, after Lord Krishna had departed from this world, Arjuna was bringing the queens of Lord Krishna from Dwaraka back to Hastinapur. And as he was on his way back to Hastinapur, Arjuna was attacked by a few insignificant, infidel cowherd boys. The wielder of the Gandiva bow, who had defeated thousands and thousands of Maharathis on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, was now defeated, absolutely defeated, by some insignificant, infidel cowherd men. How was that possible? Arjuna could clearly understand. On the battlefield, Krishna was present and therefore the power was there. Krishna has now departed from this world and it is Krishna's desire to withdraw all the power and capacities. And therefore, although I am the same Arjuna, the wielder of the same Gandiva, with the same arrows, the same chariot, the same horses, still, today this Gandiva bow could not defeat this cowherd man. Arjuna started recollecting all the different favors that the Supreme Lord had benedicted him with. All the favors that he was bestowed by the Supreme Lord. He started recollecting how Krishna had helped them in all times of calamities and difficulties. And then Arjuna said, Desha kalartha yuktani ritta paupashamani cha haranti prasabham chittam govinda abhitani me haranti prasabham chittam. My heart is now once again feeling attraction, Govinda Abhihaitani, to the words of Lord Govinda. The same words that Lord Govinda spoke to me on the battlefield of Kurukshetra in the form of the Bhagavad Gita, I am now remembering the same words again. And my heart is feeling attracted to those words. What is the speciality of those instructions that Govinda gave me on the battlefield of Kurukshetra? These instructions are endowed with certain potency. And what is the potency of these instructions? Ritatap upashamani. All the miseries that one feels in the heart, ritatap upashamani, can be mitigated by remembering and hearing these instructions. And in what circumstances? Is it that only when Krishna was present and Krishna spoke that one's miseries in the heart can be mitigated? Desha kalartha yuktani. In all circumstances of time and space, these instructions have the potency to pacify the heart of he who reads and takes shelter of these instructions. When Arjuna was on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was completely confused. Seeing his relatives, his kith and kin in front of him, Arjuna was not in a composed frame of mind. At that time, Arjuna had heard these instructions, Govinda Abhihitani, and his heart was completely pacified. Once again now, Arjuna was on the battlefield. But this time, Krishna was not there. Krishna was absent. Once again, Arjuna was completely confused how these cowherd boys could defeat me. And what did he do? He once again took shelter of the words of Lord Krishna which were spoken to him, the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita. Though Krishna had departed from this world, Arjuna found the personal presence of Lord Krishna in the words of Lord Sri Krishna, Govinda Abhihitani me. Right. Thus, Srila Prabhupada would again and again say, and in this purport, Srila Prabhupada elaborates that there is no difference between the sound representation of the Lord and the Lord himself. And Prabhupada makes a classic statement. One can derive the same benefit from the Bhagavad Gita as Arjuna did in the personal presence of Lord Krishna. Thus one should never think that I am very unfortunate. I was not with Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Krishna had departed and Arjuna felt the presence of Krishna in the instructions of Krishna. Similarly, each and every single reader and student of the Gita can feel the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in His words in the Gita, if he is reading it in a spirit of surrender and devotion. Srila Prabhupada would again and again tell that many devotees are very eager for the personal association of the spiritual master. But how can one really feel the personal presence of Guru? One can feel the personal presence of Guru in His words, in His instructions. Srila Prabhupada said, there was never a time when I was not with my spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada could always feel the personal presence of His spiritual master because He was giving His life's energy to follow the instructions, the words of Sri Guru. Thus, one can feel the personal presence of the Lord in His instructions which are given in the scripture, like Arjuna did. And one can feel the personal presence of the spiritual master in the instructions that He gives to His disciple. The second aspect in which one can feel the personal presence of the Lord is within the cosmic creation all around us. This morning when we were addressing the deities, Srila Prabhupada was giving lecture and Srila Prabhupada was saying that anyone who wants to see the Lord does not have to wait for the Lord to come face to face. One can appreciate the personal presence of the Lord in this creation. And Srila Prabhupada started quoting from the Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada was saying that one can drink water and think that Krishna is the taste of water. Rasoham apsu kaunteya. So one can feel the presence of Lord Krishna when one is drinking a glass of water by thinking that Krishna is the taste of water. And Prabhupada says, someone, you know, if someone thinks I am not thirsty, I am not drinking water. Prabhupada was saying, how can one escape the light of the sun and the moon? One can feel the personal presence of the Lord when one sees the sunlight, when one sees the moonlight. One can see how Krishna is behind this. And someone may say, okay, I am in a desert, there is no water to drink. Right. And now it's night time and therefore there is no sun. It is the day of Amavasya, therefore there is no moon also. How can I think of Krishna? There is no sun, there is no moon and there is no water. Krishna says, Shabdakhe Paurusham Drishu. I can be perceived through sound. And there is no point of time that we do not hear sound. If we absolutely keep ourselves mum, still there is some sound all the time. And thus, a devotee can see and perceive the personal presence of Krishna in the cosmic creation also. Srila Prabhupada was once on a morning walk along with the devotees. And the devotees were appreciating the beautiful scenic panoramic sight which they were seeing on the morning walk. The sun rising, the beautiful plants and the flowers, and they were appreciating nature. Prabhupada said, if the nature is so beautiful, if the sun is so beautiful, just imagine how beautiful the person who made the sun must be. How beautiful Krishna must be. Seeing the creation around, Prabhupada could feel the personal presence of Krishna. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the example of the Avadhut Brahman. The Avadhut Brahman is seeing the cosmic creation around him and is learning lessons from the different aspects of this creation. Avadhut Brahman says that I have 24 spiritual masters, 24 gurus. Being empowered by the Paramatma from within the heart, Avadhut Brahman, using his intelligence, is trying to perceive the presence of Krishna, the presence of God in every element of creation. Avadhut Brahman is learning lesson from the five elements, material elements of the creation. Bhutair akramya manopi dhiro daiva vashanuga tadvidvan nachalen margat anvashiksham kshiter vratam. Avadhut Brahman is saying, anvashiksham, I have taken this lesson from whom? Kshiter vratam, from earth. What is the lesson that I derive from earth? The lesson that I derive from earth is this. The earth is being tortured by so many people. People are drilling holes into the earth, digging mines into the earth. And in spite of the torture that are being inflicted on the earth is unshaken. The earth is tolerating all the tortures that are inflicted upon herself and is still trying to serve all the living beings which are living on her body. Avadhut Brahman says similarly, although a vidwan, a dhira, a sober person, bhutair akramyamano, although he is attacked and several tortures are inflicted upon him by several bhutas, living beings, what does he see? He sees the personal presence and personal hand of God behind it. Just like earth is being attacked, similarly, he does not waver from his duties. He tolerates all of these tortures, he tolerates all these attacks, and is unshaken in his duty to God and his duty to all living beings on the planet earth. So Avadhut Brahman is learning to see how every element can connect him to God. How every element can connect him to devotional service to God. Once when very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada was explaining that everything in this world is actually Krishna speaking to us. The only problem is we don't understand Krishna's language. And if we try to learn Krishna's language, we will see that everything in this world starts speaking to us, starts giving lessons to us. We will see that actually Krishna is standing there. We will perceive the personal presence of Krishna and see that this element is actually Krishna speaking to me, giving me a certain lesson. And one time Kali Afani Prabhu was here on his way back to South Africa. He was coming back from Mayapur. And Kali Afani Prabhu was telling a very interesting story. He was saying that on his way back from Mayapur to Calcutta to catch the flight to Bombay, he boarded the bus in which all the life members were sitting. And practically no one knew about Krishna consciousness. They were all life members who had gone from Calcutta to Mayapur to spend Saturday evening at Mayapur Chandrodaya temple. So as he was coming back to Calcutta airport, he said, "I was so reserved, I have always reserved. It's very hard for me to stand up and start talking." He was feeling that these life members are here. I must tell them how the mission of Srila Prabhupada is being propagated in South Africa. But somehow he said, "I felt so reserved, so many apprehensions, so shy that I just did not speak. I didn't talk. And again I was feeling from within I should talk to them, but I didn't." And then he said, as I was just about to come towards the airport, just at the outskirts of Calcutta, there was a huge billboard. And on this huge billboard it was written, "Just why don't you talk?" Right? And this was the advertisement for Orange mobile card, right? Cell phone card. "Just why don't you talk?" And Kali Afani Prabhu said, "I thought that Krishna is personally present on this billboard and is telling me, just why don't you talk?" He said, "I gave up all my reservations, I gave up all of my apprehensions. In spite of being so shy, I just stood up and started speaking to all these life members how our mission is being spread in South Africa." Right? How Krishna can speak through the cosmic creation to the devotees and make them feel his personal presence in their lives is quite amazing. The senior devotee who was mentioning that everything in the world is Krishna's language, we just have to learn it, was telling how Prabhupada very expertly understood this language. How everything in this world he saw Krishna personally speaking to him. Srila Prabhupada in his final days came to Rishikesh. And when he was in Rishikesh, he was trying to recover from his illness. And what happened? Prabhupada saw that his leg was very much swollen. And the senior devotee was explaining that the swelling in the leg, Prabhupada took that as Krishna's indication that this is it. Now is my time to depart from this world. He immediately instructed his disciples, "Take me back to Vrindavan." Right. A swelling in the leg was Krishna's language being spoken to Prabhupada. But Prabhupada understood this language. He understood that this is Krishna's indication to me. I have tried everything now. I must go and retire in Vrindavan. And just in a few days after that, Srila Prabhupada departed from this world. Right. So if we can learn this language, we will be able to perceive everything in the creation. Beginning from our bodies, when our legs swell, what do we think? Right. But we will be able to perceive Krishna's personal presence. We will be able to understand the language that Krishna speaks. How do we learn that language? Simply by practicing the process of Krishna consciousness, chanting Hare Krishna in the association of devotees. As we advance gradually, we will be able to appreciate the language that is spoken by Krishna through His creation. The third way that Krishna's personal presence can be felt by a devotee is when there are disturbing situations, difficulties and troubles that may come in one's life. Whenever difficulties and troubling situations come in the life of a devotee, what does a devotee think? A devotee thinks that this is my Supreme Lord, my Master, personally orchestrating and arranging these situations for my purification. He does not see the situation as anything else but the personal arrangement of Krishna. And because he sees all the difficult situations as personal arrangement of Krishna, he can actually feel Krishna's presence in his life. Therefore, in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahmaji prays and says, Tattenu kampa susamikshamano bhunjanu evatmakritam vipakam ridvag vapurbhir vidadhan namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadaya bhak. What does a devotee consider? Whatever situation is coming in my life is tatte anukampa. My dear Lord, it is your anukampa. Atmakritam vipakam, I have committed so many sinful activities. Actually, I deserve worser, but you have reduced all of my karma. And you are only giving me a token reaction, my dear Lord. Difficult situations are seen by a devotee as personal anukampa, personal mercy of the Lord. When Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by Sringi, what was Maharaj Parikshit's response? What was Parikshit Maharaj thinking? Was he thinking, oh, I am such a great devotee of the Lord. I have personally seen the Supreme Lord in the womb of my mother. Who the hell is this guy to curse me? Maharaj Parikshit could have easily counter-cursed Sringi. Maharaj Parikshit did not counter-curse Sringi. Maharaj Parikshit did not blame anyone for what he was going through. What was Maharaj Parikshit's perspective when he saw this curse that came in his life? He himself is speaking. Tasyaiva meghasya paravaresho vyasakta chittasya griheshva bhikshanam nirvedamulo dvijarapashopo yatra prasakto bhayama shudhatte. What did he see? Dvijashapa rupo. This curse which has come to me in my life, this curse has been given by this Brahmana. But I do not consider that this Brahmana has cursed me. The Lord of all the spiritual and the material worlds, Paravaresha, He has very graciously overtaken me. Right. It is His arrangement that Sringi comes and curses me. This Dvijashapa Rupa, actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has taken the shape and form of the curse of this Brahmana. I understand very well why. Because Vyasakta Chittasya, my heart was so attached to family affairs, Nirvedamulo. To detach me from this material world, to detach me from all family affairs, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has personally orchestrated, has personally arranged this Brahman boy Sringi to curse me. Therefore, he does not say Dvijashapa. He says Dvijashapa Rupo. It has come in the form of this curse. The Supreme Lord has actually come in my life in the form of the curse of this Brahmana. What an interesting perception. That it is not a curse. It is the Lord who has come in the form of this curse. Dvijashapa Rupo. Parikshit Maharaj did not see it as a curse. Parikshit Maharaj saw this curse as a different form of the Lord. He had seen the four-handed form of the Lord in the womb of the mother. Right. And now Parikshit Maharaj was seeing a different form of the Lord in the form of this curse. Therefore, one devotee was explaining that just like when a father might come home, he might take a dragon mask and he might put the dragon mask in front of his face and come and frighten the child, make all kinds of sounds. And the child might immediately get afraid because he's a young little toddler. But when the child grows and gets matured, he understands this is only one face of my father. Very soon he will take off this mask and I will see the original face of my father. Parikshit Maharaj thought, oh no problem, dvija shapa rupo, this is one face of my father Krishna. Very soon he will take this dragon mask away, this difficulty away, and I will be able to feel the personal presence of Krishna directly face to face. Thus a devotee of the Lord can actually feel the personal presence of the Lord even in the most difficult and trying circumstances. If he has that attitude, if he has that perception. The fourth is, a devotee can feel the personal presence of the Lord in the association of his spiritual master, in the association of his guru. How is that so? Lord Krishna tells Sudama Brahman, Sudama served the spiritual master. Sudama and Krishna both served the spiritual master Sandipuni Muni very faithfully. And then what does Krishna say? Nanvartha kovida brahman varna shramavatamiha ye maya guruna vacha tyajantanjo bhavarnavam. He says, of all those people who are following the varnashram perfectly, who are the ones who are the greatest? The greatest of all of those who perform and follow varnashram are those who take benefit of me in the form of the words of the Guru. Ye maya guruna vacha. I come in the form of Shri Guru. Krishna is saying, one should not consider the spiritual master different from him. Of course, this is not to say that the spiritual master is God. But this is to say that the spiritual master is a representative of God. Ye maya guruna. Anyone who takes the benefit of my association in the form of the spiritual master, in the form of the words of the spiritual master, actually gets the topmost perfection and benefit in his life. So Krishna and the spiritual master in one sense are non-different. Whenever a disciple is in the association of the spiritual master, the disciple can actually perceive the personal presence of Krishna. In the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find one such disciple approaching the spiritual master. And as soon as he raises a few questions, the spiritual master makes the disciple feel the personal presence of Krishna. Narada Muni approaches Lord Brahma, his spiritual master and father. And Narada Muni goes and tells Brahma, my dear Lord Brahma, my dear father, my dear Gurudev, I cannot understand who has created this world. Who is the creator of this world? Who is in the background of this world? Who is the one who annihilates this world? It appears that you are the creator. It appears that you are the maintainer and annihilator. This entire cosmic manifestation is very well known unto you. It is like a walnut in your hand. A child holds a walnut in his hand and knows everything about that walnut. This whole creation is like a walnut in your hand, therefore you know everything about this creation. Would you kindly oblige and explain to me, who is it, who is in charge? And what does Lord Brahma reply? Brahma tells Narada, my dear Narada, it is actually your mercy upon me. Guru is telling disciple, it is actually your mercy upon me that you have raised this kind of questions. Why? Because you have forced me to look into the prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. Because of your question, I am able to think of Krishna's greatness. And Brahma started speaking to Narada, how Krishna is the maintainer, creator and annihilator. Simply by a question raised by Narada, Brahma could actually speak about Krishna. And Narada could feel the presence, the personal presence of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. One devotee was mentioning yesterday that one spiritual master in ISKCON, along with a few of his disciples, was on the bank of a river called Krishna Vena. Right. And on the banks of this river, Krishna Vena, where Bilomangal Thakur composed Krishna Karnamrita, they were trying to find out the spot where actually this was done. So some of the local people said that, oh, this is not the actual spot. The actual spot is elsewhere. And the spiritual master replied to his disciples by saying, that no problem, even if this is not the actual spot, just by hearing and chanting about the Lord at this spot, the personal presence of the Lord can be felt here. Right? So anyone who is in the association of the spiritual master and is hearing and chanting in the association of the spiritual master can feel the personal presence of the Lord, the personal presence of that actual spot at that particular place. So the personal presence of the Lord can be felt in the association of Guru. Most importantly, finally, the personal presence of the Lord can be felt in the association of His devotees. Therefore the Lord says, Naham tishthami vaikunthe yoginam hridayeshuva tatra tishthami narada yatra gayanti madbhaktya. I do not stay in Vaikuntha, nor do I stay in the hearts of the yogis. My dear Narada, I stay there where my devotees are constantly hearing and chanting my glories. As soon as devotees come together and sincerely hear and chant the glories of the Lord, one can actually personally feel the presence of the Lord in that assembly. In the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, there is a very interesting story to illustrate and establish how hearing and chanting is considered to be far more important than just being in personal presence of the Lord. In Sri Rangam, every evening, the Supreme Lord, Sri Ranganath, in the form of His Shobha Vigraha, right, in the form of His Shobha Murti, Utsav Murti, would be brought for a procession in the evening. Right. And when the procession would be going on in the streets of Sri Rangam, all the devotees from their homes would come to behold the beautiful personality of Godhead, Sri Ranganath Dev. One fine evening as the procession was marching forth at a beautiful lake called Chandra Pushkarini, there were several devotees of the Lord who were seated and were busy discussing the glories of the Supreme Lord, Lord Ranganath. And as the procession was coming close to Chandra Pushkarini, huge kettle drums were being beaten, mantras were being chanted, the kirtan of the holy name was resounding in the whole town. And all of these devotees were thinking, what is this disturbance created? It seems that there is a big disturbance in our discussion of Krishna Katha. And as the procession came by, all of the devotees stood up and saw the beautiful form of Lord Ranganath's Utsav Murti. And very spontaneously one devotee spoke, who is this person who has come to disperse the crowd of all the devotees who are so busy hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord? Just because this person came, the Lord came, we had to get up and we had to actually see Him, and therefore our Krishna Katha was interrupted. Right. Lord Ranganath came back to the temple. And as soon as Lord Ranganath came back to the temple, Lord Ranganath called the Pujari and told the Pujari, here are these devotees sitting at Chandra Pushkarini, so absorbed in hearing and chanting my glories that my personal presence was right there in front of them. But they were feeling my personal presence in hearing and chanting the glories. And therefore they were feeling that my coming there was a disturbance to their hearing and chanting. Therefore for one full year, it is my instruction, stop the Shobha Yatra every evening. For one full year, there should be no festivals in Sri Rangam temple. There should be no Shobha Yatras in the evening. All these devotees who are sitting at Chandra Pushkarini should be invited in the Sri Rangam temple, and 24 hours Harikatha should be going on. And there was this one devotee who was the leader of all these devotees. His name was Yatindra Pravana. Yatindra Pravana was invited with all of his devotees. And all the devotees from Sri Rangam came and sat in the temple in front of Lord Ranganath. And day and night for one full year, they were glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead through Harikatha. Right. And so much so, that the end of this one year, Lord Ranganath personally incarnated as a Brahmana boy. And came and offered pranams to Yatindra Pravan, who was the leader of all of these Vaishnavas. And Lord Ranganath personally in the form of this Brahmana composed the pranam mantra for Yatindra Pravan. Right. And even today the Sri Vaishnava was belonging to this particular sect of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. Right. Chant this pranam mantra. Right. Now this is definitely not to undermine seeing the personality of Godhead face to face. This is definitely not to say that one should not have the darshan of the Lord. But the Supreme Lord was teaching the devotees through this pastime that how His personal presence can be felt in hearing and chanting His glories. Seeing the Supreme Lord face to face is simply our personal bhajan. How much can we be absorbed when we are seeing the deities personally? But when we are sitting and hearing and chanting along with the devotees, it is sankirtan, collective bhajan. And by the purity of other devotees, we can actually be absorbed and feel the personal presence of the Lord. Right. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur again and again instructed, do not try to see Krishna. Try to serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna personally wants to see you. And Srila Prabhupada recollects how when Srila Prabhupada, as Abhay Charan Arvind had gone to Kosi, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was giving lecture and one of his disciples announced, so today Guru Maharaj will be giving lecture and all those who want to hear the lecture can sit. Others who want to see Sheshashai Vishnu temple can go and see that temple. And many devotees left. Srila Prabhupada kept sitting there and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, what will they be able to see this deity? Right. What will they be able to see the presence of the Lord with these blobs made up of flesh, with these eyes? But by sitting and hearing in the association of the deity devotees, one can actually personally visit that place and have darshan of the Lord, feel the presence of the Lord. And this Vrindavan Yatra, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was also explaining several times, but especially on the last day when this bandh was called upon. He said, although we are not visiting Talwan and Madhuvan, we can actually visit Talwan and Madhuvan through the process of hearing. One time Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was sitting on his Vyasasan and was giving a lecture. So as he was giving the lecture, there were several devotees hearing. One very wealthy, rich businessman came and he went straight in front of the deities and was taking darshan of the deities. So as he was taking darshan of the deities, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, after he had taken darshan, called him and said, how was your eye massage? Was it fantastic? Right. Why is what eye massage? Because massage means personal gratification. One takes massage for all the bodily limbs. Personal gratification. So every day someone comes and massages your hands, legs. Today you thought, why should I just have massage for hands and legs? You went and stood in front of the Lord and seeing the Lord as an object of your gratification. Which means it was simply a massage to your eyes. What did you see? Did you see the Lord? Right. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur reprimanded him and said, if you want to actually see the Lord, you have to see the Lord through the process of hearing and chanting in the association of devotees. Therefore, even if the Lord is personally present, will we be able to appreciate the personal presence of the Lord with these eyes? We can only appreciate the personal presence of the Lord if we hear and chant in the association of devotees. Therefore, if we carefully examine the prayers of all devotees in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhruva Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Kunti Maharani, they are in the presence of the Lord face to face. And what are they praying? Please benedict us with the association of devotees. Right? They have got the pinnacle, the perfection of life, that they are seeing the Lord face to face. And practically the prayer of each devotee is, my dear Lord, please benedict us in a way that we keep getting the association of devotees. Because they realize that we may be in the personal presence of the Lord, but we cannot appreciate the personal presence of the Lord. But if we are in the association of the Lord, through the devotees, association of devotees, through the process of hearing and chanting, we can actually personally feel the Lord's presence. Right. Therefore, Mukunda, when he was praying to the Supreme Lord, Mukunda started shouting in the Mahaprakash Lila, I can see, I can see, I can see. And in his prayers to Lord Chaitanya, he said, my dear Lord, Duryodhan saw you. Right, in Hastinapur. Hiranyaksha saw your form as Varahadev. Hiranyakashipu saw your form as Lord Narsingadev. And all the kings who had assembled to kidnap Rukmini saw your beautiful form on the Garuda. Yet, none of them could actually see you because they had no devotion. On the other hand, Kubja, the garland maker, right, and all of these other personalities, the ladies of Mathura, they saw you, but they could appreciate your form because they had rendered devotional service to you. They had devotion in their heart. So although the form of the Lord is personally present in front of us, would we be really in a position to appreciate that form unless we are in the association of devotees and we cultivate that devotion through hearing and chanting? that is not possible. Thus, one devotee always tells that we should not want to see Krishna directly. The more the number of devotees that are there in between us and Krishna, the better it is for us. The lesser the devotees in between us and Krishna, the more dangerous it is for us. Therefore, in between us and Krishna, we should keep more and more number of devotees as our masters. And thus Maharaj Kulashekhar prays, Majjanmana phalamidam madhukaita bhare, matprarthaniya madanugraha esha eva, tvad bhritya bhritya paricharaka bhritya bhritya, bhrityasya bhritya iti mamasmara lokanatha. He says, my dear Lord, the enemy of Madhu and Kaitabha, oh my dear Lord Lokanath, who are the master of whole universe, it would be the perfection of my life, mad janma phala. It would be your mercy upon me, mad anugraha. What? If you simply remember me, smara, as tvad bhritya bhritya paricharaka bhritya bhritya, bhrityasya bhritya, as the servant of 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 your servant. And Srila Prabhupada begins his purport to this by saying, this verse is specially noteworthy, is specially striking, because it mentions the word servant 7 times. Right? The more the number of bhrityas in between us and Krishna, the better it is for us. We will be able to feel the personal presence of Krishna even more than we go and see Krishna directly. Simply being servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, and in such association, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. The Lord is teaching by His example. In Jagannath Puri, when Lord Chaitanya used to come and stand to see the darshan of Lord Jagannath, Lord personally would never go to see the Lord directly in His personal presence. The Lord would stand far behind at the Garuda Stambha, and so many devotees in between. And thus, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never went directly near the altar and saw Lord Jagannath. He is teaching us this principle of bhrityasya bhritya, right? Paricharika bhritya bhritya, bhrityasya bhritya itimam smaralokanath. And one very striking example that comes to mind, right, is that of Haridas Thakur. We can try to see the comparison between the life of Haridas Thakur and Brahma. When Lord Jagannath's temple was made in Jagannath Puri, it was Brahmaji who personally came and installed the deity of Lord Jagannath. It was he who personally made this beautiful temple and performed the Brahmotsava. And therefore, in the name of Lord Brahma, even today, there are these Brahmotsava ceremonies going on in Jagannath Puri. Right? That same Brahma came as Haridas Thakur, Brahma Haridas. But Brahma Haridas never went into the personal presence of the Lord. Correct. How did he feel the personal presence of the Lord? He felt the personal presence of the Lord in the form of the holy name. He could perceive the presence of the Lord in the association of Lord Chaitanya's associates, Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and all of the different associates. And he could see the personal presence of the Lord when Jagannath would come in his walking form as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the same Brahma who performed the Brahmotsav and who was personally performing Abhishek to Jagannath was not in the personal presence of Jagannath now. But he could realize and perceive the personal presence of the Lord in the association of Lord Chaitanya's associates and in the association of the holy name of Lord Sri Krishna. Thus, it is very important to seek the association of such devotees. And in the mood of the servant of the servant of the servant, to try to be always eager to hear and chant in the association of such fantastic devotees, such Vaishnavas will make us feel the personal presence of the Lord. One time Parashar Bhatta, the son of Kuresha, was sitting. And a Vaishnava, a devotee, came and asked Parashar Bhatta, my dear Parashar Bhatta, who is a Vaishnava? What does it mean to be a Vaishnava? Parashar Bhatta said, why are you asking me? When there is such a great Vaishnava like Anantacharya living on top of the Tirumala hill, go to Tirupati and ask Shripad Anantacharya, what does it mean to be a Vaishnava? Who is a Vaishnava? And this Vaishnava, he took a journey of 1,000 miles almost to come to Tirupati. He climbed the hill of Tirupati. He came to Anantacharya and asked Anantacharya, What does it mean to be a Vaishnava? Who is a Vaishnava? And Anantacharya absolutely neglected him. He didn't reply his question only. And what did Anantacharya do? It was time for the Tadiyaradhanam. Tadiyaradhanam in the South Indian Sri Vaishnava temples means time for Bhandara. In Vrindavan called Bhandara. Mass Prasad distribution. So all the Vaishnavas sat in a line. And this Vaishnava who had come to ask Anantacharya also sat in line for Prasad. Anantacharya came and said, why don't you get up? You get up from here, you sit for Prasad in the second serving. So he got up. He didn't understand why Anantacharya said that. Second serving was being made. Again he said, no, don't sit in this serving. Get up. Sit in the next serving. In this way, several servings went on and again Anantacharya made this Vaishnava get up. And this Vaishnava was thinking, no problem. Anantacharya is my Shiksha Guru. If this is how he wants to purify me, humble me, all right. Anantacharya could understand the attitude of this person. Humility and surrender. Immediately he called this person, made him take prasad. And he said, what was your question again? This Vaishnava said, my question was, who is a Vaishnava? What is a Vaishnava? Anantacharya replied, a Vaishnava is like a crane, a Vaishnava is like a cock, and a Vaishnava is like a salt. This Vaishnava asked, what does this mean? What does it mean? Anantacharya did not speak one word. Again and again this Vaishnava requested and Anantacharya did not speak one word. 1,000 miles journey to hear what is Vaishnava, like a cock, like a crane and like salt. And again 1,000 miles he took back, 2,000 miles he travelled by foot to come back to meet Parashar Bhatta. Parashar Bhatta said, did you meet Anantacharya? He said, yes, I met Anantacharya. What did Anantacharya say? Who is a Vaishnava? He said, a Vaishnava is like a cock, a Vaishnava is like a crane, and a Vaishnava is like salt. So Parashar Bhatta immediately understood what Anantacharya had said. And Parashar Bhatta explained to this Vaishnava what actually Anantacharya meant. Parashar Bhatta said, when Anantacharya said that a Vaishnava is like a crane, it means three things. A crane is, number one, white in color. A crane, number two, always never looks for the small fish, always wants big fish to catch. And number three, a crane, whenever it's on the side of the ocean, whenever there is a tidal wave, a high tide, a crane gives up that place and immediately goes and seeks shelter of a lake of crystal clear water. So, Parashar Bhatta explained what Anantacharya meant. A Vaishnava is like a crane. Just like a crane is white in color, pristine white in color, similarly the heart of a Vaishnava is pure and absolutely untinged by any material contamination. Just like a crane will never go for the small fish but will only want to go for the big fish, a Vaishnava will never want to hear from any small tiny people of this world, karmi, jnani, etc. A Vaishnava will only want to hear from a great soul, that is a devotee of the Lord. And just like a crane, whenever there is a tidal wave, will give up that place and go to a crystal clear lake to seek shelter of that lake. Similarly, a Vaishnava, whenever there is attack by non-devotees, whenever there is atsatsanga, he will run away from that place and seek shelter of the lake of the association of devotees so that he can feel the personal presence of the Lord there. A Vaishnava, Anantacharya had said, is like a cock. Parashar Bhatta said what Anantacharya actually meant. A Vaishnava is like a cock because a cock will go to all kinds of filthy places, but what will the cock see? Only grains. The cock will only take grains and will feed the chickens with these grains. Similarly, a devotee may say all these things in this world, but he is saragrahi. He will only take the sar, the essence, like a cock takes grains. And not only will he keep the essence, but he will distribute that essence to the chickens, to all of the people of this world. And finally, Anantacharya had said that a Vaishnava is like salt. Right? How is a Vaishnava like salt? Parashar Bhatta said in two ways. Number one, whenever the salt is a little too much, or whenever the salt is little too less, it doesn't give taste. Right? But people speak a lot about it. There is too much salt. There is too less salt. When the salt is just in the right quantity, it gives taste, but no one speaks about it. Have you ever seen person saying, today the salt is just right? People will say, oh, today the salt is too much. Or people will say, today the salt is too less. But no one will say, today the salt is too right. And only when the salt is just in the right quantity, we appreciate it. It gives taste. Parashar Bhatta said, a Vaishnav is like salt, right? He will never want glorification of himself. Just like salt, too much or too less, people talk about it. But when it is in the right quantity, no one talks about it. A Vaishnava is the person who gives Krishna consciousness to people just the right way, in the right way. And no one does not ever expect that people will talk about me, right? And it is he who has given taste to the life of people whom he is preaching to. Taste comes in the life of a devotee because he has taken shelter of a guru, a Vaishnav. But he does not expect that people talk about me. Second quality of salt, Parashar Bhatta explained, is that salt sacrifices its own existence, enters into the preparation and practically gets dissolved into the preparation.
Correct.
To give flavor to that preparation. And is unseen in the preparation. But it is that taste, that salt only, which gives so much taste to the preparation. A Vaishnav like salt gives himself to people, sacrifices his life for the benefit of people, and is practically unseen in the lives. Sometimes people don't even take note that he was the devotee who helped me in my Krishna consciousness. But such a devotee sacrifices his life for the people, just like salt gets dissolved in the preparation to give taste to the preparation, and is unseen in the preparation. So Parashar Bhatta said, this is what Anantacharya meant when he said that a Vaishnav is like cock, Vaishnav is like crane, Vaishnav is like salt. When we seek the association of such sincere devotees, and in the association of such sincere devotees, in the mood of the Bhritya Bhritya Paricharaka Bhritya Bhritya, hear and chant the glories of the Lord, we will actually personally feel the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in today's verse we find Nabhi Maharaj's arena, the Lord has personally appeared. And the priests are thanking, feeling obliged, that, oh dear Lord, you have appeared, although you don't appear in front of those devotees who experience bliss. And what is the statement Prabhupada makes in the purport? Those who are busy experiencing the bliss of chanting the holy name, the personal presence of the Lord is not required. So to summarize what we discussed this morning, we discussed how the personal presence of the Lord can be felt by a devotee through scripture, through the example of Arjuna. One can feel the personal presence of the Lord in the cosmic creation, the example of Avadhut Brahmana. We can feel the personal presence of the Lord in disturbing situations, example of Maharaj Parikshit. How we can feel the personal presence of the Lord in the association of the spiritual master. We saw how Krishna was speaking to Sudama and telling how one can benefit by the words of Guru. And finally we saw how one can feel the personal presence of the Lord in the association of devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanande.